really involved. I think you ought to see Howard Gilbert.
I am seeing him. Tomorrow morning. Do you want to come?
Oh, no. I've been in lots of places, but not Pentonville, thank you very much.
I thought you'd say that. Well, come on. Let's get back to town.
Was that Esher we came through?
No, Cobham. Esher's about 3 or 4 miles. Oh, slow down, Steve. You're doing 60.
It's all right. It's a good road.
Oh, just a squiggle.
What time are you seeing Gilbert tomorrow morning?
10:30.
Mr. Graham going with you?
I hope not, although he phoned the governor of the prison and made the arrangements. I want to see Gilbert on his own, if possible.
Paul, about that letter that was supposed to have been written by Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what it said? I wonder whether you did murder her, or whether...
You happen to be the unlucky one they've picked on.
Yes. Well, if the they doesn't refer to the police, then obviously... What on earth was that?
Brake, Steve, brake, quick.
You can't see where I'm going.
It's all right. I've got the handbrake.
Well.
God, it's made a mess of the windscreen. I can't see a thing through it. I'll have a look.
Was it a stone, do you think?
I don't know what it was. Did you see anybody by the side of the road?
No, I didn't. Paul, this has happened before on this road.
Hmm?
Several people have had the windscreen smashed. Don't you remember reading about it?
Yes, of course. We're between Esher and Cobham.
Hmm.
This is the mysterious mile, or whatever they call it.
Oh, well, we're not the only ones, anyway.
No.
I thought at first...
What?
Oh, nothing.
Go on, move over, Steve. I'll drive.
Oh, you won't be able to see anything.
I shall now.
Yes, but it's going to be a bit drafty.
Steve, what did you think it was that hit the windscreen? At first, I mean.
Same as you, Mr. Temple. A bullet.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh. Paul, what time is it?
Just gone 9.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? It's too bad. I asked Charlie to call me at 7:45.
He did call you at 7:45. You said, good morning, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. I'll be down in a moment, Charlie, and fell straight asleep again.
Is it really 9 o'clock?
6 minutes past, to be exact.
Oh, dear.
Steve, I shan't be in for lunch. I'm lunching with Sir Graham.
Oh? When did you arrange that?
Last night. I spoke to him on the phone after we got back from Farnham.
Did you tell him about Sterling and June Michael?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, you know Sir Graham. He can be delightfully noncommittal.
Paul, if Gilbert doesn't get a reprieve, when will he...
The 2nd. That's a week on Tuesday.
So we've got just over a week?
Yes.
Are you optimistic?
I'm always optimistic, Steve. Even about breakfast.
I am sorry.
Don't worry. But I must be off. I've got to pick up the car and I'm seeing Gilbert at 10:30.
Oh, yes, of course. When will you be back?
Well, it depends how long I'm with Sir Graham. Look, why don't you meet me at Hayter's for tea? Say, 4:45?
Yes. All right, then. Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, what is it, Charlie?
Mr. Sterling's here.
Oh. Is he in the drawing room?
Yes, sir.
Did you expect him?
No, but I phoned him last night and he was out. Look, if I don't see you before I go, Steve, Hayter's, 4:45.
Yes. All right.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Sterling.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry I was out and you telephoned last night, but I just slipped down to the hospital.
Hospital?
To see June Michael.
Oh, yes, of course.
What a shocking business. Whatever possessed the poor girl to do such a thing?
Is Miss Michael a friend of yours?
No, she was a friend of Brenda's. I told you about her.
Yes, I know she was a friend of your daughter's, but I wondered if she was a friend of yours too, by any chance.
I think I've only seen her 6 times.
Then why did you go to the hospital?
I wanted to talk to her.
Did you talk to her?
No, they wouldn't let me see her. They said she was still unconscious.
What exactly was it you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to know why she tried to commit suicide.
Why?
Well, she was such a lively, high-spirited girl. I'm sure she must have had a very good reason.
There usually is a reason.
Look here, I don't think you understand.
Yes, I do. You believe that Miss Michael's attempt at suicide was connected in some way with the murder?
Yes, I do.
Well, if it's any consolation to you, that's my opinion too.